David Robert Jones was born in Brixton in South London, England on January 8, 1947. He had two older siblings, a half-sister, Annette, and a half-brother, Terry. His parents were Haywood Stenton Jones, called John, and Margaret Mary Burns, known as Peggy. John worked for a children's charity called Barnardo's, and Peggy worked as a waitress. When David was six, he and his parents moved to the Bromley neighborhood of London. Shortly after, Annette moved away, and Terry joined the Air Force. At that time, parts of England were still recovering from World War II. Rubble littered the streets, and David and his friends sometimes played in old bomb shelters. David's childhood was a happy one. His parents always encouraged music. Peggy spoke about David's grandfather, who played wind instruments. His father bought a record player, something few families could afford. In elementary school, David participated in art and music classes and sang in the choir. He also loved all things American, even baseball and American football, which were both unpopular in England. His favorite music was American, too. He and his cousin Christina often danced to records by Elvis Presley, a famous American singer. Rock and roll. Rock and roll became widely popular in the United States in the mid-1950s. With its roots in country music and rhythm and blues, it included musical instruments such as electric guitars, drums, electric bass, piano, saxophones, and trumpets. Elvis Aaron Presley, 1935 to 1977, was an American singer, musician, and actor who is called the King of Rock and Roll. During one television appearance, he was only shown from the waist up because some people found his dancing inappropriate. Elvis recorded dozens of albums and hit songs, including Heartbreak Hotel and Jailhouse Rock. He further popularized music that originated in black communities and made rock and roll famous throughout the world. Around this time, David's mother took him to see the American rock and roll artist Little Richard perform in a movie. That show sparked his interest in the saxophone. Shortly after, he begged his father to loan him money for the instrument. He worked part-time jobs to earn the rest. That Christmas, David finally received his saxophone. It was white with gold keys. When David was 11, Terry returned. He introduced David to jazz, a popular American music known for its improvised sound. When musicians improvise, they make up notes as they play, rather than playing something they've already memorized. That year, David graduated from elementary school. For his secondary school, he chose Bromley Technical High School because of its music and art classes. He and his friends played their guitars at lunch and performed in an end-of-the-year school concert. When he was 16, David saw his first live music performance. It was Little Richard. He loved how Little Richard jumped on stage and stood on his white grand piano. At one point, he clutched his heart and fell to the floor. David thought Little Richard was dying. Suddenly, the performer raised his head and shouted, "A wop bop a loo bop a lop bam boom!" The audience cheered. David never forgot that exciting performance. In addition to the saxophone, David also learned to play the ukulele and piano. He and his friends sometimes made their own instruments and formed a band called the Conrads. One day, David and another band member, George Underwood, got into a fight. George punched David right in the eye. After 4 months in the hospital and many surgeries, his left pupil looked much larger than his right. His eyes looked like they were two different colors. George felt awful, but David forgave him. His unique eyes became his favorite feature.